Chapter 14. Poirot met two people on his way back to the hotel. The first was Jefferson Cope, who introduced himself, and as they walked together, Mr. Cope explained, "I hear you're investigating Mrs. Boynton's death. The journey to Petra was too much for her, but she wouldn't listen. As a friend of the family, I'd be happy to take care of anything, such as moving Mrs. Boynton's body to Jerusalem. Just let me know if I can help."
"I am sure the family will thank you for your offer," said Poirot. He added carefully, "I believe you are a special friend of Nadine Boynton."
Jefferson Cope's face went a little pink.
"Nadine told me she'd spoken to you this morning, but that's all over now. Nadine is staying with her husband."
There was a pause before Poirot asked,
"Monsieur Cope, can you help me by telling me about the afternoon of Mrs. Boynton's death?"
"Of course," said Mr. Cope. "After lunch and a brief rest, we all went for a walk. That was when I talked to Nadine. Afterwards, she wanted to talk to Lennox, so I went off on my own and walked back towards the camp. About halfway there, I met the two English ladies, Lady Westholm and Miss Pierce. We looked at some ruins, and when we got back to the camp at about 5:40, I had tea with them. The servants prepared supper and went to tell Mrs. Boynton and found her dead in her chair."
"Did you notice Mrs. Boynton as you walked home?" inquired Poirot.
"I noticed she was there, that's all."
"Thank you, Monsieur Cope. May I also ask if Mrs. Boynton has left a large amount of money?"
"Very large. Though it was her husband's money and is divided between all his children," explained Mr. Cope. "They will all have a lot of money now."
"Money," said Poirot, "makes a difference. Thank you, Monsieur Cope, for your help."
While Mr. Cope walked on uphill, Poirot walked down until he met Miss Pierce. She greeted him breathlessly.
"Oh, Monsieur Poirot, I'm so glad to meet you. I've been talking to that very peculiar girl, Ginevra Boynton. She told me that there are enemies all around her, and that an Arab prince wants to kidnap her. It sounds so romantic and exciting."
"Life can indeed be very strange," said Poirot.
"I didn't realise who you were this morning," continued Miss Pierce with excitement. "I've heard all about you. I know I must tell you everything, every small detail, and it was rather strange."
"Please," said Poirot, "I would like to hear all about it."
"Well, it's not much, but I got up early on the day after Mrs. Boynton's death, and I saw Carol Boynton come out of her tent and throw something into the stream. I didn't really think about it at the time, but later I walked along the stream and met Miss King. Then I saw a metal box and thought, that must be what Carol Boynton threw away. So I picked it up and there was a syringe inside. Then Miss King said, 'Oh, thank you, that's my syringe,' and took it back to the camp with her."
Miss Pierce paused and then went on quickly,
"Of course, I'm sure it's not important, but it did seem strange."
She looked hopefully at Poirot. His face was serious.
"Thank you, mademoiselle," he said. "What you have said gives me the last piece of information I needed to solve this case. Everything is now clear and in order."
"Oh, really?"
Miss Pierce looked as pleased as a child. Back in his hotel room, Hercule Poirot added one line to his list of significant facts.
10. I never forget. Remember that I never forget anything.
Mais oui, Poirot said.
Yes, now it is all clear.